when it comes to our pursuit for Jannah, for Allah, they are very, very emotive terms which the Quran uses. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ سَارِعُوا سَابِقُوا. These expressions, jump, run, don't hold anything back. The dying moments of this Mubarak guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are such a time when we should be rushing forward, have this urgency in us. So we make an appeal, my respected brothers, the sound will reach if you are right at the back. But let us show Allah our desire. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَأَرُوا ta'ala, show Allah. Show Allah how much you desire His maghfirat, His forgiveness. And one way of that is when the talks of deen take place, the talks of Allah, it's not the speaker. It is the word of Allah, Allah's name. There is nothing more valuable in this world than Allah's name. So let us show our desire and talab for that. A lot of brothers are standing at the back. Please, we make a humble appeal for you to you that don't create this type of environment. Fill the gaps, inshallah. Lot of gaps there are. You wake up and take a few steps. Wallah, you are not walking towards me, you are walking towards Allah. And when you walk towards Allah, many of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will run towards you. This is not literal, this is because Allah is free of harakat and movements that we associate ourselves with. But this is literal translation of the hadith. Man atani yamshi ataitu harwalatan. You come walking to me, I will come running to you. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ويضل الله الظالمين ويفعل الله ما يشاء صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة وفي رواية حرمه الله على النار أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء كرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, this is wara'ul wara, beyond human comprehension. There are no words, there are no descriptions, there are no mathematical, no scientific calculation. Around us in every direction is manifest the favors and the bounties of Allah. Allahu alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard wa anzala min as-sama'i ma'an fa akhraja bihi min ath-thamarati rizqan lakum wa sakhkhara lakum al-fulka litajriya fil-bahri bi amrihi وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْأَنْهَارِ وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ دَائِبَيْنِ وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. This is Quran. Throughout the Quran, Allah enumerates, Allah opens up in front of us the Qudrat, the Jalal, the Azmat, the greatness, the magnificence, and particularly the compassion and mercy of Allah. The Ihsanat, the favors of Allah that are literally raining down upon us. These verses of the Quran I recited, Allahu alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal ard, creator of the heavens, creator of the earth. Allah is causing the rain waters to fall. وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ. And Allah says to sustain you, you insan, my banda, my slave, to sustain you. Heavens were created, earth was created, rain waters are falling, fruit and vegetation is pouring forth from this earth. We traverse your ships over the oceans, subjugated them for you, so that you may transport your goods. We subjugated the oceans for you, subjugated the sun and the moon for you, da'ibain, brought about the system of day and night, subjugated it for you. This translation I'm making, subjugate, sakhar. You would have heard that verse, even if you don't understand Arabic. Throughout the Quran, Allah says, sakhar, sakhar, sakhar. We placed into your service. What is placed into your service? Another place, alam taraw anna allaha sakhara lakum ma fi samawat wa ma fi al-ard. Will you not see, will you not comprehend, will you not realize, will you not acknowledge? What is it, my Allah? Sakhara lakum. Allah says, I have placed into your service, subjugated for you. What is your size? What is the size of the mountains? What is your size? What is the size of the sun? What is your size? What is the size of the moon? What effect do you have on the sun, or on the moon, or on the mountains, or on the rivers, or on the oceans? That all these creations, Quran is telling us, are working for you. Allah says, we placed them into your service. We subjugated it for you. أَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا. Quran uses an absolutely emotive term. Allah says, إِسْبَغ. This is connotation of a torrential rainfall. When rain is pouring down, can you count the rain droplets? This is exactly what Allah is saying. أَسْبَغَ, إِسْبَغ. Torrential rainfall upon you of what? Ni'mat, bounties of Allah. Zahiratan wa batina. Some you acknowledge, some you don't. Some you see, some you don't see. Right now I am speaking to you. My thought processes, you can't see them. They are being converted into electrical impulses in my brain. My brain is not visible to you. These electrical impulses are moving at the speed of 250 kilometers per hour to my tongue. That movement also is not visible to you. I am not also controlling that movement. Then my tongue is moving. What is happening? Sound waves are being produced. That also is not visible to you. If it were not for Allah's wind, have we taken just a few seconds? Quran tells us, يُرْسِلُ الرِّيَاحَ مُبَشِّرَاتٍ وَالْمُرْسَلَاتِ عُرْفًا فَالْعَاصِفَاتِ عَصْفًا وَالنَّاشِرَاتِ نَشْرًا فَالْفَارِقَاتِ فَرْقًا فَالْمُلْقِيَاتِ ذِكْرًا. Somewhere Saba, somewhere Naseem, somewhere Aqeem, somewhere Sarsar. Different words the Quran uses for wind. Somewhere it's a cooling breeze. Somewhere it is promising rainwater. Somewhere it is gathering rain clouds. Somewhere it's a harsh tornado or a hurricane. That wind, how did it come into existence? If you go 500 kilometers up into the atmosphere, after 500 kilometers, there's no wind. Where did the wind come from? This earth is not still, it's spinning. 1,000 kilometers an hour, that speed also locked, so that on average throughout the world, 12 hours day, 12 hours night set. 1,000 kilometers an hour it's spinning. Where's the petrol coming from? Who's the driver? Where did the energy come from? Then it's moving outwards 108,000 kilometers an hour. Combined motion of one ball, 24,000 kilometers is the circumference. This combined motion, spinning on its axis, moving outwards, causes a third motion to happen. What is that? Whirring. It tilts on its axis. 23 degrees, 5 minutes to the right, 23 degrees, 5 minutes to the left. This third motion, this whirring, causes the waxing and waning of the moon, causes the four seasons to come into existence, causes the waves of the oceans to rise, causes the ripening of the fruit and the vegetation, and it causes the wind to come into existence. Sakhar. This description I gave is not to take you into some geology or astronomy or biology lesson. This description is to explain Quran. When my Allah 14 centuries ago said, "Will you not see?" Alam taro. This is literal translation. Kya ab nabina ho gaya? Have you become blind? Have you become unconscious? Will you not see that the sun, the moon, the stars, everything is working for you? One thing it's producing, for example, wind. The sound waves that my tongue is producing that you can't see. If it were not for Allah's wind, I'll talk from now till Qiyamah, you'll hear nothing. These sound waves are transported on the shoulders of Allah's wind. In each, look at the design of your ear. Our hands just got shaped like that. Feet just got shaped like that. Accidental, like that fool Darwin said. Or are you just the progeny, or your great grandfather was some monkey, there was some random selection of cells? Look at the perfection. Look at the design. Look at the intelligence. In each aspect of your creation, Allah invites you. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ Will you not look? Will you not take pause? Will you not ponder? I am speaking to you. The other day I saw one person, friend of mine, Allah give him long life, give him afiyat, give him good health also. But every few minutes he's got a bottle, he's spraying into his mouth. Kya kare, what are you doing? I had some treatment as a result of which my saliva glands got blocked. My mouth is no longer producing saliva. 15 to 20 liters of saliva every day your mouth is producing. If it were not for that saliva, you won't be able to swallow, you won't be able to eat, you won't be able to speak also. What price tag are we going to place on the ni'mats and bounties of Allah? Allah says, my ni'mats, my bounties are raining down upon you. 15 to 20 liters of saliva every day has to be produced in this mouth to enable me to speak. The irrigation system, 10,000 pores on that tongue so that the tongue of no two people are exactly the same. Like your fingerprint is unique, your tongue print is unique. Is this happening by chance? Look at the design of the ear. How it is designed, its shape to capture sound. At the back of that ear, there are 100,000 receptors for sound. Call it telephones. 100,000 telephones in each ear. These sound waves are carried on the shoulders of Allah's wind. They are collected by that ear. 100,000 cells in the back. Next to it are three small bones. They are called hammer, stirrup and anvil. They are a certain size and certain angle with each other. When a child is born, these three bones are there. As the child grows, the head grows, hands grow, feet grows, everything grows. These three bones don't grow. Newborn child, 60-year-old man, same size, same angle. Why? They need to be like that to carry out their function and task. What is it? They amplify these sound waves. Behind it, there is what they call inner ear or the cochlea, pool of liquid. In it is an instrument that looks like a harp. It has 6,000 strings. Each string vibrates to a different frequency of sound, enabling this human being to hear a variation of 6,000 different frequencies of sound. These strings start vibrating. 18,000 nerve cells amplify the vibrations, convert them into electrical impulses. They are traveling to your brain at 250 kilometers an hour, and you are able to comprehend what I am saying. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Quran challenges you. Allah calls out, count. Can you count the ni'mats of Allah? Can you count the favors of Allah? And that too, if you tell somebody to count, you don't tell them to count one thing, you tell them to count many things. It should have been ni'amillah, an'amillah, plural. Allah doesn't say plural. Allah says ni'mat Allah, one ni'mat. One bounty of Allah. Ponder and reflect on one bounty of Allah. The fact that I can speak and you can hear me. And you can comprehend what I am saying. The verses which I recited earlier, Allahu alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal ard wa anzala minas samai ma'an fa akhraja bihi minath thamarati rizqan lakum wa sakhkhara lakum al-fulka litajriya fil bahri bi amrihi wa sakhkhara lakum al-anhar sakhkhara lakum ash-shamsa wal qamara da'ibain sakhkhara lakum al-layla wan nahar. Mufassirin explain one beautiful point about all these ni'mats and bounties that Allah opens up in front of us: heavens, earth, oceans, sun, moon, stars, day, night. They say, what is unique about all this? What is interesting about all this? Allah has enumerated a whole line of favors which no one asked Allah for. No one made dua, Ya Allah, create the sun, create the moon, create the stars, bring about the day and night. Ya Allah, set up this system, this ecosystem by which fruit and vegetation are growing. No one made dua without asking. Before you even knew you needed it, Allah knew and Allah created it for you. In the dua of Rasulullah, we find these expressions. Oh my Allah, ya mubdi an ni'ami qabla istihqaqiha. Oh Allah, before we even knew we needed it, before we were not worthy of it, Ya Allah, you created all these ni'mats for us. How many ni'mats Allah created before we were even conscious? Pause, consider, reflect the 9 months you spent in the womb of your mothers. Can you count the ni'mats of Allah? Can you even comprehend the perfection of His design, His favors, His ihsanat? All these ni'mats I mentioned, Allah says, look at Quran. Look at Quran. All these we gave you without your asking us. And then what Allah says, وَآتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوا. Not only did I give you what you didn't ask me for, what you asked me for, that also I gave you. You are a collection of need. You are a collection of muhtajgi. You are a collection of dependence. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Allah says, you cannot count. You cannot reflect, you cannot realize, you cannot even acknowledge one ni'mat, one bounty of Allah. Innal insana ladhalumun kaffar. You are zalim, you are an oppressor. Kaffar, you are very, very ungrateful for the ni'mat and bounties of Allah. Wallahu akhrajakum min butuni ummahatikum. Where did you come from? Were you not a drop of sperm? Were you not lam yakun shay'an madhkura? You didn't exist? We gave you wujud, we gave you existence, we took you through the various phases of your development. Before you even knew it, we knew it. We fulfilled your every need, every requirement. What at one time was one cell is brought forth 9 months later in three layers of darkness, 6 million times bigger, 100 million times heavier. This insan, this human being, who is a collection of 100 trillion cells, Allah draws our attention to that in the Quran. And what does Allah say? Wallahu akhrajakum min butuni ummahatikum. Allah took you out of the womb of your mothers. La ta'lamuna shay'a. You had absolutely no knowledge whatsoever. You never asked Allah. That newborn child, what knowledge does that child have? What comprehension does he have? Absolutely nothing. He's a clean slate. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفِدَى. Allah enumerates, we gave you sight, we gave you hearing, we gave you the ability to speak, we gave you a mind, we gave you comprehension. For what? For the backdoor of this dunya? To run behind this temporary world? Is that your purpose? Is this why Allah subjugated all these creations for you? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ Allah tells us. Ulama say the falsafa, the philosophy of Ramadan. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامِ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ The falsafa, the philosophy of Ramadan, fasting, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ So that you get taqwa. The next verse. وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةِ Complete this month of Ramadan. وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةِ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ Make the takbir of Allah that He guided you to fulfill this obligation of the month of Ramadan. And then the psychology of the end of Ramadan. Starting of Ramadan, Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ And in the Quran, end of Ramadan, what does Allah say? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ Make the shukr of Allah. Recognize who is your Allah. Shukr. Shukr is not gratitude verbal. Ulama say, Ash-shukr mabniyun ala khamsati qawaid. Hubbu shakir lil mashkur. Khudu'u lahu. Thana'uhu lahu. I'tirafu ni'matihi. Wa isti'amal. Wa Allah yasta'amilu al-ni'ma. Fi masiyatihi. Five conditions they say. What is shukr? Love the one who made ihsan upon you. Submit before him. Speak about his favors. Acknowledge his favors and his bounties. And the hardest challenge. Ramadan was given for taqwa. Complete Ramadan for shukr. What does it mean? Allah yasta'amilu ni'ma fi ma'siyatillah. What Allah gave you, don't use it in the disobedience of Allah. We are measuring our success. We are measuring our lives on the basis of what? Material dunya? How many properties you have? What the status symbols are? What you've achieved in this world? My respected brothers, Quran, Hadith, every revealed scripture from Adam alayhi salam to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the nature? What is the essence? What is the root? You and I were created for what? Inna dunya, inna dunya, khuliqat lakum. All these verses I recited, Allah says, I am showering my bounties and my ni'mat and my bounties upon you. I created everything for you. You were not created for this dunya. خَلَقْتُ الْأَشْيَاءَ لِأَجْلِكَ وَخَلَقْتُكَ لِأَجْلِي Allah says, everything was created for you. You were created for Allah. Find Allah. Connect with Allah. The famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I've mentioned it many times. We are drawing to the end of Ramadan. This is the time for us to take stock. 27th of Ramadan, Shab-e-Qadr or not. These nights were not given so that Allah is only worshipped on these nights. These occasions were not given so that we become seasonal worshippers. Ramadan was not given so that it becomes some riwaj and some custom and some ritual. My Nabi, Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, greatest muhsin, greatest ihsan is Allah. The one who favored us the most is Allah. After Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is muhsin haqiqi. He mapped out for us this month. Time constraints we have. So just a few points. Inshallah, this majlis won't go beyond 1 hour. MashaAllah, I mentioned this many times. Nowadays we are very, very conscious about time. The consciousness of time, Hassan Basri rahimahullah, look at how beautifully he put it. He says, Sahibtu aqwaman, sahibtu aqwaman, sahibtu aqwaman. He said, I spend time in the company of a nation, a group of people. I spend time in the company of a nation, a group of people. Sahibtu aqwaman. كان أحدهم أشح بوقته منكم على دنانيركم ودراهمكم What did I observe about that people? Who was he talking about? Ashabu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're in my shining stars. You're on my road to find Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to find ittiba of Shariat, to find the road to Allah, to find the road to Shariat, to find the road to Jannah, to connect to Allah. The road for us, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ, follow the Sahaba of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Quran is telling us. So he says, I observed in them what? That they valued their time. They were very, very avaricious. Very, very careful, calculated about the utilization of their time. More than you people count your pennies, your rands and your dollars, your dirhams and your dinars. The Sahaba of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam were meticulous about how they use their time. Today we are also looking at the clock, but we are looking with another jazba. Sahaba looked at the clock also. Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu anhu said, I never regretted. Ma nadimtu ala shayin nadami ala yawm. He said, I never regretted anything like I regretted that day. Some section of time I lost and I didn't increase my amal of akhirat. They knew the value of this time. That janaza that we just read now. What are we told? You hear about a mayyit, and we hear it all the time. Mayyit after Asr, mayyit after Fajr, mayyit after Zuhr. Eid day mayyit. There's no such thing that is Eid day or holiday or vacation, so Malakul Maut takes chutti. We are constantly being given the reminder of what? What is that mayyit? That mayyit is a reminder that your clock is running out. You don't have an extension. You don't have the luxury of sitting back. We are taught, what must you say when you hear about the mayyit? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Did we even ponder what you say? What are we saying? Inna lillahi. Not inna hu lillahi or inna ha lillahi. You heard about her mayyit. Allah make her maghfirat. Give her the highest stages in Jannah. But when you hear about it, what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teach us to say? That mayyit belong to Allah? No. Inna, we belong to Allah. That mayyit is just a reminder. That janaza is just a reminder that you belong to Allah, not that mayyit only. Today our whole focus is there, not on ourselves. Inna lillahi, we belong to Allah. We belong to Allah. Wa inna, and verily we, ilayhi, are going to raji'un, return back to Allah. In that entire expression, you are not addressing the mayyit at all. You are addressing yourself. What is the sabak and lesson? That mayyit is supposed to remind you and I that the clock is running out. That the expansion projects of our dunya are a lie. It is not intelligence that we are amassing this dunya at the expense of our akhirat. The noor of hidayat is what? That is the noor of hidayat. That is la ilaha illallah. That is where kalima starts. That is where ilm starts. That is where knowledge starts. That come out of this ghaflat and this lie and this deception of this dunya. Allah's warners will come. Allah's reminders will come. Reminder upon reminder will come. The signs will be there. That white hair that forms is a reminder. That relative that got sick is a reminder. That accident that happened is a reminder. That janaza after Zuhr, janaza after Asr, janaza after Maghrib is a reminder. That old age is a reminder. That decline that we see in everything around us, reminder. This is what Quran is telling us. Ja'akumun nadhir, ja'akumun nadhir, ja'akumun nadhir. Our warners are coming. One after the other. One reminder after another reminder after another reminder. Coronavirus was a reminder. Cancer is a reminder. Accident is a reminder. Unknown sicknesses, plagues that are spreading are a reminder. Earthquake is a reminder. Bombings, bombs raining down on this ummah. Every one of these things are a reminder. Allah's warners, Allah's reminders, Allah's wake-up call. For what? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَرْجِعُونَ Quran is telling us again and again, go back to Allah. Make the shukr of Allah. Acquire the taqwa of Allah. Connect with Allah. By the qasam of my Allah, you and I have no other purpose. This clock is running out for no other reason, but we have to find Allah. And the tragedy, and the travesty, one is many of us, illa mashallah, not even doing it. The bigger tragedy is that most of us, illa mashallah, have not even made Allah the goal. We are not even measuring our lives on the basis of that. What is it? Dunya, dunya, dunya. And what does Quran say? I'alamu. What? Allahu Akbar. May all our lives be sacrificed. We haven't even scratched the surface of the beauty of Quran. Such a gift, such a mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given to this ummah. Look at the term Allah uses. I'alamu. The word I'alamu comes from ilm, knowledge. I'alamu. Ye ilm hasil kar lo. Jaan lo. Acquire this knowledge. PhD, university degree in reality, that is necessity of dunya, that is your economic process that you think is going to make you wealthy and fulfill your worldly desires, that is not really knowledge. Quran is knowledge. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is knowledge. I'alamu, Allah says, I'alamu, acquire this ilm, what? أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. And then immediately after that, after Allah gives us the synopsis, batil propaganda machinery has drummed it into the mind and heart from a young age, even the children, dunya, dunya, dunya. Quran makes the synopsis of all this, bhai, khel tamasha hai, tujhe bachpan ne barso khilaya, jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya, burhape ne phir aakar kya kya sataya, ajal tera kar degi bilkul safaya. How beautifully the poet puts it. You are reared from a young age, every direction dunya, dunya, dunya. Then that youth, that nasha, that intoxication of youth comes, with it comes the masti. With it comes the junoon, with it comes the madness, with it comes the passion and the fervor. If you will not expose yourself to Quran and Hadith, if you will not expose yourself to the direction of my Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam, still Allah's mercy, you are running like a madman behind that dunya. You have fallen into the intoxication of your youthful vigor. You think this life is going to be forever. Slowly, 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 my Allah says, the signs start coming. Burhapen. Sometimes the leg is paining, the back is paining, the lung is paining, the kidney is paining. Now you rush into the toilet, you got prostate problem, you got this problem, you got that problem. What is all that? Wake up call, wake up call, wake up call. Throw the money you want, throw the doctors, throw the medical science, throw everything you want. Stop all this. Let it disappear. Find cure for your sick and your bereaved. That's not the system of this world. Why? Why? Because behind all this is that absolute reality. Ajal tera kar degi bilkul safaya. You will be wiped off the surface of this earth. Because hay, the one who will live eternally, the one who knows no decline, the one who has no defect, is only my Allah. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. Place your trust. Come out of the ghaflat and the dream and the khab and the deception of this dunya. He is not the intelligent one amongst you who is running behind dunya. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the intelligent man of my ummah is the one who is preparing for akhirat. The one who is preparing for jannat. Ramadan was given for that. Put the brakes on. Connect with Allah. Connect with the masjid. Connect with sajda. Turn to Allah. How many reminders? Come out of this ghaflat. If you will not heed, if you will not heed, look at how beautifully Allah puts it in the Quran. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ إِذْ يَتَلَقَّى الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدٌ مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. We created you. We are closer to you than your jugular vein. Every word you are uttering, we are recording it. The clock of your life is ticking. Heed the call. Turn to Allah. Find Allah. If you will not heed, then the tone of Quran changes. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذلك ما كنت منه تحيد ونفخ في الصور ذلك يوم الوعيد وجاءت كل نفس معها سائق وشهيد لقد كنت في غفلة من هذا فكشفنا عنك غطاك فبصرك اليوم حديد. You refuse to listen. No, my property, no, my wealth, no, my investment portfolio, my degree, my dunya. Azan upon azan fell on deaf ears. Callers, reminders fell on deaf ears. You refused to heed. You carried on running. You turned your back on your Allah. Allah's ni'mats, Allah's bounties continue to rain down upon you. Allah's reminders continually came. Quran was sounded out. The messengers of Allah came. The effort of deen took place. You came into the environment of deen. Still you do not heed, then what does my Allah say? لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا. You chose to remain in ghaflat. Now, فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ. We have removed the veil. فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. Now you will see clearly. You and I, Allah forgive us, my respected brothers, we are sleeping. This world is a khab. It's mataul ghurur. It's a deception. I gave this analogy yesterday. Somebody was sleeping, dreaming. He had one item, cost him 3,000. So now he's engaged in a transaction. He's trying to sell it. So he's telling the man in his dream, you know what? I want 7,000 for this. That person says, I only pay 6,000. I want 7,000. It's a bargain. His cost is 3,000. I want 7,000. No, I'll give you 6,000 only. And what happens? His eyes open. Now he realizes he's only dreaming. But he was happy. 6,000 is still 100% profit. So what did he close his eyes? He says, now, close his eyes and said, okay, I'll take the 6,000. Is he going to get anything? Mata'ul ghurur. Rabbana absarna wa sami'na farji'na na'mal salihan inna muqinoon. My Allah says this is a bubble that's going to burst just now. My Nabi described what remains of this dunya. He said when the cloth is being cut, that one thread that's left, the one thread that's left, that's this dunya. He faced an ocean, put his hand inside and lifted it up. He said the wetness of my finger is this dunya. That ocean is akhirat. He is not intelligent who is running behind this dunya. On the cusp of this month of Ramadan, I digressed. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enumerated for us this month. Khatabana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi akhir yawmin min sha'ban. Faqala ya ayyuhan nas qad adhallakum shahrun azeemun mubarakun. Shahrun fihi laylatun khayrun min alfi shahr. Shahrun ja'ala Allahu siyamahu faridhatan. Wa qiyama laylihi tatawwa'a. Man taqarraba fihi bi khaslatin. Kana ka man adda faridhatan fi ma siwa. Wa man adda faridhatan fihi. Kana ka man adda 70 فريضة فيما سوى. الله أكبر. Look at the shafaqa, compassion, kindness of my master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, my ummah, a wonderful opportunity has come. A great month of Allah has come from Allah. A month manifest with His mercy. A month manifest with His rahmat. A month of forgiveness. A month of great opportunity for you, my ummah. The nafil you will do, Allah will give you farz. The farz you will do, Allah will give you 70 faraid. He said, in this month Allah has kept a night better than 1,000 months. He enumerated this month, and then he chored the essence, the khulasa. The end of that hadith, what did my Nabi say? Ramadan is not only for Ramadan. Ramadan is the mash. Ramadan is the training ground. Ramadan is the road to run to Allah. Ramadan is the means to bring about change in your life. Start this change with what? He said, وَاسْتَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ مِنْ أَرْبَعِ خِصَالِ خَصْلَتَيْنِ تُرْدُونَ بِهِمَا رَبَّكُمْ وَخَصْلَتَيْنِ لَا غِنَى بِكُمْ عَنْهُمَا. He said, oh my ummah, increase, increase, increase. What does this mean? Not only in Ramadan. Highlighted for us. What was the first thing he highlighted? Ulama say, in hadith terminology, istikthar. Increase, minimum means 300. This call that by going the path of Allah every morning and evening, 100 times durood sharif, 100 times istighfar, 100 times third kalima, this is not something that was dreamt up in Nizamuddin or Raiwin. This is not something that was dreamt up by Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali. This is mustanbat, taken directly from Darbar-e-Risalat. Taken directly from Medina Munawwara in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The ummah drifted so far. That is why this tarqib had to be brought in front. When he highlighted this month, what was the first thing my Nabi said? He said, my ummah, increase, make kasrat. In this month, first thing, what? La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. He told Sahaba, jaddidu imanakum. Refresh your iman. Strengthen your iman. Harkat of iman. Effort of iman. Don't become complacent with the level of your iman. Till maut, make the effort of iman. Jaddidu imanakum. Refresh your iman. They said, how? He said, bikathrati la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Musa alayhi salam, several thousand years before this ummah could come into existence, already, أوحى الله تعالى إلى موسى نبي بني إسرائيل أن في أمة محمد لرجال يقومون على كل شرف وواد ينادون بشهادة أن لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله. An ummah is coming. An ummah is coming, Musa عليه السلام is told. An ummah is coming. You will find them. How will you recognize them? You will find them on every high ground, every low ground, every gully, every alley. What will they be doing? Yunadun, la ilaha illallah. They will be raising the call of la ilaha illallah. May Allah in the Quran, fa'alam, fa'alam. In Arabic, you get the word wow, which is conjunction. Thumma is conjunction. But with wow and thumma, delay is allowed. There's one term which the Quran uses when it is an emergency, when there is no delay, is the word fa. When Quran, Allah says, la ta'lamuna shay'a, we took you out of the womb of your mothers, you knew nothing. La ta'lamuna shay'a, we gave you sight, we gave you hearing, we gave you mind, we gave you comprehension, so that you make the shukr of Allah, so that you acquire knowledge, so that you take the road to Allah. Quran hasn't left it to you and I. That newborn baby, Allah says, la ta'lamuna shay'a, you knew nothing. So you have to acquire ilm, you have to acquire knowledge. What is the knowledge you must acquire? University, school, degree, dunya, learn how to make wepari, all that necessities of life. Allah uses the word fa, fa, fa bimana al-four. Hada bidayatul ilm, hada awailul ilm, hada alif batasa, fa'alam. Allah is calling out, fa'alam. Acquire this knowledge before every other knowledge, because this is knowledge. Take this out of the equation, it is not knowledge. It is zulmat, it is darkness, it is jahalat, it is ignorance, it is jahannam, it is damnation. This is light, this is nur, this is hidayat. This will take you to Allah, this will take you to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This will take you to Jannat, this will take you to Akhirat, this will take you to success. This is knowledge. Besides this, there is no knowledge. Every other knowledge is subject to this knowledge. Every other knowledge has to be colored with this knowledge. Every other knowledge has to be under this knowledge. What is it, my Allah? Quran pukar pukar kar keh raha hai. My Allah in his kalam, and the kalam of my Allah is haq. This is the truth. Scientific journals will lie. The media will lie. The batil system of this world will lie. The Quran of my Allah does not lie. Where does knowledge start? What is the first sabak? What is the first lesson that every newborn child, every human being, my Nabi, gali gali, alley alley, town to town, city to city, 10 to 10, individual to individual, kabhi arsh par, kabhi farsh par, sometimes on the arsh, sometimes on the earth, sahaba, this light was lit, they went to the four corners of the world, what was it? Falam annahu la ilaha illallah. رب المشرق والمغرب لا إله إلا هو هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو. We heard it tonight in the Taraweeh. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. الله لا إله إلا هو الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم وهو العلي العظيم. This pukar, this call, O Musa, you will find them every high ground, every low ground, every alley, every gully. What will they be doing? Yunadun bishahadati Allah ilaha illallah. They will be raising la ilaha illallah. Anbiya was sent for this. This ummat Musa alayhi salam that is coming, they also will be sent for this. What will we give them when they raise the flag of la ilaha illallah? Fajazauhum jazaul anbiya. We will reward them like the Anbiya were rewarded. This ummah has to understand where you come from. What Allah sent us for. Today this talk of Allah has come out. The talk of Allah has come out. The sifat of Allah. The attributes of Allah. La ilaha illa Allah. Today, Allahu Akbar. Lies, treachery, deception, riba, eating up the rights of others. What is this? La ilaha illa Allah hasn't entered the heart. On the tongue is la ilaha illallah. He still holds the collar of his father and says, what did you ever do for me? Tongue is la ilaha illallah. She says to her mother, you are barking like a dog. La ilaha illallah. Business is steeped in riba. At the mercy of the bank managers. La ilaha illallah. And every fraudulent scheme is behind it. What is this? When the tongue is saying la ilaha illallah, sahaba said la ilaha illallah, they understood the sifat of Allah. Quran opens up, what is la ilaha illallah? La malika illallah, la hafidha illallah, la qadira illallah, la matluba illallah, la hafidha illallah, la raziqa illallah. How the Quran opens up before us the sabak of la ilaha illallah. Zakariya alayhi salam. Anna yakunu li ghulam. Wa kanat imraati aqira. Wa qad balaghtu min al-kibari itiyya. Oh my Allah, how can I get a child? I am old. I am infirm. My wife is barren. Qad balaghtu min al-kibari itiyya. What? La ilaha illallah. Kadhalik. Qala rabbuka huwa alayya hayyin. Zakaria, for Allah, this is easy. وَقَدْ خَلَقْتُكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَمْ تَكُ شَيْئًا. You were nothing, Allah created you. The same Allah. مَا خَلْقُكُمْ وَلَا بَعْثُكُمْ إِلَّا كَنَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا. To create the whole humanity is like creating one person for Allah. Maryam, أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامْ وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرْ وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيًّا. Conception normally takes place two ways. Halal, haram. She says, both are not with me. لَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرْ I'm not married. لَمْ أَكُ بَغِيًّا I'm not an adulteress. Maryam, كَذَلِكْ قَالَ رَبُّكِ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّن. This is easy for Allah. Yunus alayhi salam, when Allah wanted to protect him, stomach of the whale, where's the air system, where's the ventilation, where's the light, where's the source of livelihood? Kadalik, the qudrat of Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salam, in a fire Allah protected him. The mother of Musa alayhi salam, these are not stories, this is la ilaha illallah. Sahaba said it, we are saying it, today Allah forgive us, we are saying it on the tongue, Sahaba said it from the heart. Ala bin Hadrami radiallahu anhu, the ocean is in front. Ya Aliyu, Ya Azimu, Ya Khalimu, Ya Karimu, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is the narrator. These are not fairy tales, these are not stories. Ocean is in front. Takes the sifat, the attributes of Allah. La ilaha illallah was in the heart. Sammullah, waqtahimu, take the name of my Allah. And he commands the army, jump into the water. No one says, "Ya Amir Saab, pagal ho gaya, what's wrong with you? These are not canoes and boats, these are horses." No one says that. They take Allah's name. Abu Huraira says, "Fasammayna waqtahamna wa abarna wama ballal ma'u asfala khifafi iblina." We said bismillah one by one, without question. We jumped, we traversed the ocean, forget the horse, forget the hooves, even the hoof of the horse did not get wet. What was it? La ilaha illallah. Umar radiallahu anhu. The lives of Sahaba are replete with this. No time to go into the details. These are not stories. That volcano that has already erupted, molten lava, is coming towards Medina. What does Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu say? To Tamim Dari, قُمْ إِلَى هَذَا النَّارِ قُمْ إِلَى هَذَا النَّارِ. Stand up to this fire. فَجْعَلَ يَحُوشُهَا بِيَدِهِ. He makes a sign with his hands and the molten lava returns back to its source. The volcano that has already erupted returns back to its source. مِنْ أَمِيرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عُمَرْ بْنِ الْخَطَّابِ إِلَى نِيلِ مِصْرِ إِن كُنْتَ تَجْرِي مِنْ قِبَلِكَ فَلَا تَجْرِي وَإِنْ كَانَ اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارُ يُجْرِيكَ فَنَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى الْوَاحِدَ الْقَهَّارَ أَنْ يُجْرِيَكَ. I'm not going into the details. Amirul Mu'minin Umar, to the river Nile, if you are flowing of your own accord, then don't flow. But if my one Allah, Qahhar Allah, Malik Allah, Razik Allah is causing you to flow, then we ask Allah to cause you to flow. Overnight, 17 feet of water rise up in Nile Misr and thousands accept Islam. Hisham bin As, sent by Abu Bakr to the Ghouta district in Damascus during the Khilafat of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hercules, the ruler of the Roman Empire, standing on his balustrade. What does Hisham bin As say? La ilaha illallahu wallahu akbar. La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. I said it, nothing happened. You say it, nothing happens. Sahaba said it, what happened? That entire palace starts swaying in the breeze like a branch. Stop what you are saying. Stop what you are saying. Hercules starts panicking. Superpowers of the time. When the sifat of Allah, the attributes of Allah, this is what Hassan Basri rahimahullah used to say, لَيْسَ الْإِيمَانِ بِالتَّمَنِّي وَلَا بِالتَّخَلِّي. Iman is not empty aspirations, it's not some decoration. وَلَكِنْ مَا وَقَّرَ فِي الْقَلْبِ وَقَّرَ فِي الْقَلْبِ. When la ilaha illallah, the yaqeen of la ilaha illallah enters this heart, Allah's qasam, it is impossible for azan to fall on deaf ears. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, every bazaar will close. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, there won't be place in a masjid if la ilaha illallah enters the heart. Lo arafun nas, qadr azamatillah, ma asawhu, what did Allahu Akbar. Which is that dispersonality? Allah is taking qasam on the stars. Wan najmi idha hawa ma dhalla sahibukum wa ma ghawa wa ma yantiqu anil hawa in huwa illa wahyu yuha. Allah takes qasam on the stars. No time to go into the detail how beautiful those aqsam of Quran are in relation to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what is my Allah saying? By the qasam of the stars, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not speak of his desires. What he is telling you is revelation from Allah. It is the absolute truth. What does he say? Loji abis samawati wal ard, waman fihin, wama baynahun, wama tahtahun. He said, collect everything in the heavens and the earth. How vast is the creation of Allah. You look up, you see that one star, you see the sun. Sun is only one star. This earth is 24,000 kilometers diameter. The sun is 1,394,000 kilometers. 1.3 million earths will fit in the sun. And the sun is one star in this one galaxy, the Milky Way. How vast is it? If you have an imaginary aeroplane that's moving at 1,000 kilometers an hour, it will take 14.2 billion years just to finish this one galaxy. They estimate there are 2 trillion other galaxies in which there are so many stars. If 1 second was taken to name each star, it will take 300 trillion years just to name the stars. And that is just 3-5% of what they call the observable universe. The other 95% dark matter, dark energy, they don't even know what is going on. All that is beneath the first heaven, then the first heaven and its malaika, second heaven and its malaika, third heaven and its malaika, fourth heaven and its malaika, fifth heaven and its malaika, sixth heaven and its malaika, seventh heaven and its malaika, and the rest of Allah's makhluk, and the arsh, and the kursi, and jannat, and jahannam. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, put all this on one pan of the scale, and put la ilaha illallah on the other pan of the scale, by the qasam, by the oath of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la rajahat bihinna la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah will outweigh the seven heavens, the seven earths, and everything that it contains. This call, take out time, kalima namaz, make effort on iman. This is not somebody's mindset. This is not an organization. Sahaba said, la ilaha illallah, we are saying. What's the difference? Theirs was qurbani, theirs was sifat, theirs was attribute, theirs was on the system which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set for them. This ummah has moved away from that. The value of la ilaha illallah. How many days of Ramadan are gone? 26, 27? One thing my Nabi said, he said, increase. Are there those amongst us who at least 300 times a day said la ilaha illallah? How much did we speak about Allah? Or is it only that mobile phone? Or is it only the side attractions? Today every topic we prepare to talk about. Fashion talk, sports talk, industry talk, business potential, earning opportunities, be ready to talk. Tell people, start talking about 2 and 3 wives, chaska lekar baat karenge. Tell them to talk about Allah. Talk about Allah. The sifat of Allah, the attributes of Allah. Jo la kaha, wo la hua, wo la bhi usme la hua, juz la hua. Kulla hua, phir kya hua? Allah hua. La ilaha. This sword has to slash at everything in existence. Abu Talib, what was the cost? What did my Nabi say? Inna ahwana ahlin nari adaban. La rajulun yuda'u fi akhmasi qadamayhi jamratan. Yaghli minhuma dimaguhu. He said, somebody in Jahannam, 2 coals of fire will be put underneath his feet. What will be the effect? His brains will start boiling. His brains will start boiling. Such will be the intensity of 2 coals of fire placed underneath the feet. Ma yara anna ahadan ashadda minhu adaba. He will think to himself, there is no one in Jahannam suffering like me. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, this is the lightest azab of Jahannam. Abu Talib died without la ilaha illallah. This will be his azab. 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, no. Khalidina fiha abada. Such a la ilaha. Value this kalima. He stood at Abu Talib's bedside, addressed the Quraysh first, and what did he say? Kalimatun wahida, tudinu biha al-Arab, wa tu'ati lakum Ajamul Jizya. He said, I'm inviting you to one kalima, one kalima, one kalima. Not lip service. Not just zikr, the effort of the kalima, the dawat of the kalima, the dua for the kalima, the yaqeen of the kalima, the harkat of this kalima. This kalima, when it enters the heart by the qasam of my Allah, it will create that jazba that no human being on this earth must die without recognizing Allah. This is what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam planted in the hearts of sahaba. They traversed lands and oceans. They made their wives widows, their children orphans. Why? Because the fire of La ilaha illallah was in the heart. That no makhluk must not recognize Allah. No one must be deprived of Allah. The connection with Allah and the road to that Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His whole life was this. Today this ummah, main to aashiq e rasoolu, I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where's the proof? Where's that dard? Where's that pain? Where's that cry? He said, one kalima I'm inviting you to. Who is he telling? The kuffar of Makkah. One kalima I'm inviting you to. If you accept it, if you say it, what will happen? Allah will make you the masters of the whole world. Allah will subjugate the entire Arab and non-Arab world for you on the foundation of one kalima. Abu Jahl, Naam wa Abika Ashra Kalimat. One? Give us 10 masters of the whole world. Qulu la ilaha illallah. Qulu la. Kafir of that time understood what Muslim of today doesn't understand. That is not just to say la ilaha illallah. The effort, the yaqeen, the harkat, the qurbani, the sacrifice of la ilaha illallah, the dawat of la ilaha illallah, the demand of la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Those that devoted their lives, Imam Abu Zur'a, one example, rahmatullah alayh. This is the hadith of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kama tahyoun tamutun. Kama tahyoun tamutun. He said, as you live your life, the maut will be like that also. Dunya, 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 and then maut on Allah's yaqeen. Allah says, وَخُسِّلَ مَا فِي السُّدُورِ. This chest will be cut open. The heart will be taken out. We will crack open and we will reveal what is inside. Whose love was this heart beating with? What was motivating you? The sifat of Allah? Attributes of Allah? You stood in the marketplace. Was the conviction there? My Allah knows what I am doing. My Allah is the sustainer. Tomorrow if I am in haram and lies, I will have to answer to Allah. Every word is being written down. Allah's sifat, have they translated it into our lives? Is the reality there? That is la ilaha illallah. Imam Abu Zur'a, he said, I can read 100,000 hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tahdith bin ni'mah. He wasn't showing off. He said, I can, from memory, give you 100,000 ahadith of my master sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the effort that it takes you to read Qulu Allahu Ahad. When the life was like that, then what was the maut? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Laqinu mautakum bila ilaha illallah. When the time of maut comes, remind, make talqeen of la ilaha illallah. Leave the world with the wealth of la ilaha illallah. Students are around him, he's unconscious, they are concerned, worried. Our Shaykh must read La ilaha illallah before he passes away. A man devoted his entire life to the service of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As the life is, the maut will be like that. So they think about tarkeeb. What they're going to do? Muhammad bin Muslim, Abu Hatim, Mundir bin Shazan, his students are around him. So Muhammad bin Muslim starts. Haddathani Dakhak ibn Mukhallad, and Abdul Hamid bin Jafar. And Salih bin Abi Gharib, and he stops. Abu Hatim mentions his sanad and chain. Haddathani Bundar, and Abi Asim, and Abdul Hamid bin Jafar, and Salih bin Abi Gharib. I'm digressing. I mentioned this before. Few years ago, our Jamaat was in Johannesburg. Late one night, I walked into Joburg Markaz, Baitun Nur. One Arab brother, Syrian origin, rushed forward. Sheikh Qattani, assalamu alaikum, started kissing my forehead, hugging me. Very effusively. My own brother doesn't meet me like that. So much of love. This is what we are being taught by go out in umumi jamaats. Don't worry if he's Gujarati or Mehman or which village in India he comes from or what's his financial background. Whether he's black or white, kunu ibadallah ikhwana, learn the brotherhood of Islam. My Nabi told Aisha, ahibbil masakin, love the poor, stop looking at those who got wealth, spend your time with the poor. Break down that pride. Break down that naqadri of Allah's ni'mats. She said, love the poor, keep them close to you. Allah will keep you close to him on the day of judgment. قَرِّبِيهِمْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُقَرِّبُكِيُ. That's why in Raiwin Marcus, when the jamaats return, every day this kar guzari, how many people did you spend time with who don't have a roof over their heads? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this month is Shahrul Muwasad, the month of mutual sympathy, to identify with the ummah. Feel the pain, feel the dukkh. MashaAllah, many of us, Allah has given us that quality of long distance charity. That's not matloob, that's in its place. Allah reward you. Generosity is a great ni'mat and bounty. But the mizaj, the temperament of Islam, spend time with the disadvantaged. Connect yourself, these jamaats that go out in the path of Allah, learn practically the brotherhood of Islam, how to share that plate with somebody whose skin color is different or his language is different. This is the brotherhood of Islam that my Nabi instilled in the hearts of Sahaba. This is a practical training for that. This person, I spent 10 days with him in 95. He meets me 18 years later. With such love, total stranger, yet such love. What is this? The miracle of the brotherhood of Islam. The beauty that is linked to the umumi effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Truth. Don't you recognize me? I didn't recognize. I've forgotten him. A lot of times people come and meet. Maulana, you remember me. Now how are you going to tell the person you don't remember? You'll break his heart. So you say, yes, you remember. I remember a few years ago, Joburg Airport, I met one person from Malawi. He said, Maulana, you remember me? So I said, yes. So he said, what's my name? Fortunately for me, he had his boarding pass upended, facing backwards in his top pocket. So his name was written there. So I mentioned his name, he was over the moon. Sometimes you fire an arrow, he hits the target. So I took a guess, I said, you are so and so who joined us in Jordan for 10 days. Oh, it turned out to be correct. He was elated. I'm cutting it short, we're running out of time. Supposed to finish at 10:30. Might just take 2 or 3 more minutes of yours. Ramadan, this was 2013, not the current fast. 2013, so nights were short. Ramadan, then Taraweeh, then waking up in the night, then Sehri. So normally after Fajr in Ramadan, when you're out in the path of Allah, those of us that have been, the bayan that's given after Fajr, the majma illa mashallah is bainan nomi wal yaqza. In other words, the front porch light is on, but no one is at home. It was his bayan the next morning, and he wasn't an orator by any stretch of the imagination. But, wallah, that morning what this brother spoke, it was almost as if the hair on the body was standing. He gave his own kar guzari. He says, I migrated because of the situation in Syria. I went to Qatar, Muslim country, more than 95% Muslims. Rheumatologist, that was his specialist degree, but the rule of the hospital, 1 year you have to work in the casualty department, medical emergencies. Then only you can transfer to whatever your specialization is. So he says that mortality rate will be high in the casualty department, accident victims, emergency, heart attack, whatever it is. So he said, I heard this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Which hadith? Coming back to that incident of Imam Abu Zur'a, his students, the man is unconscious. What was the seed that was planted when the whole life was devoted to this? Abu Hatim says, Haddathani Buddar, and Abi Asim and Abdul Hamid bin Ja'far and Salih bin Abi Gharib, and he stops. In that unconscious state, Imam Abu Zara starts speaking. حدثني بندار عن أبي عاصم عن عبد الحميد بن جعفر عن صالح بن أبي غريب عن كثير بن مرة الحضرمي عن معاذ بن جبل عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. He says this and passes away. And that person whose last words are لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة, he will enter Jannah. One hadith, حَرَّمَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّارِ, Allah will make his body haram on Jahannam. This brother that morning, he says, I heard this hadith. This curiosity was piqued in me. I'm working in the casualty department of the hospital. Many mortality, many people will die. Muslim country, more than 95% Muslim. I wanted to see how many Muslims would read the kalima and pass away in front of me. He says, in that 1 year, 10 or 100 people passed away in front of me. And then he asked the majma, how many you think read kalima? 60, 70, 80%, 40%, 30%? Not one. 100 Muslims died in front of this brother. He's standing on the minbar after Fajr, Joburg Merkaz, and he says, not one recited kalima. He said, I started having sleepless nights. Ya Allah, what has happened to the ummah? Ya Allah, the direction I am going, will I read kalima? What are my goals? Allah doesn't have relationship or rishta with anyone. What seeds we plant, that will be the result. My Nabi said, kama tahyoun tamutun. As the life is lived, the moth will be. He said, I started having sleepless nights, making dua to Allah. He said, finally, the last day, 100% came in and he read kalima before he passed away. He said, every day after that, I asked myself this question. That the direction I am moving in, what I have chosen, what is my goals and ambition, is it conducive to me being the one or me being the other 99? My Nabi said, لا يزال لا إله إلا الله تنفع من قالها وتدفع عنهم العذاب والنقمة ما لم يستخف بحقها. He said, لا إله إلا الله will continually benefit my ummah. Every azab will be held back. Allah's help will be with this ummah. You will be the people of Allah. Allah's ghaibi system will be with you. As long as you don't make a mockery of this kalima. Sahaba said, Mal istighfaf. Ya Rasulullah, what does it mean the ummah has mocked la ilaha illallah? He said, when Allah's disobedience takes place openly and you do nothing about it. يَذْهَرُ فِيهِمُ الْعَمَلُ بِمَعَسِ اللَّهِ فَلَا يُنْكَرْ وَلَا يُغَيَّرْ. This call of da'wah and tabligh. This call of the da'wah of la ilaha illallah. Today Muslim loss of life, loss of property, we feel the pain in our heart. You are supposed to feel the pain, that is part of iman. Taras kalena chahiye. You are supposed to feel the pity. But my respected brothers, by the qasam of my Allah, one home of one namazi, one be namazi, the wabal of that is worse than the destruction of all the wealth and all the property. Where is that pain? I am not saying it. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man fatatu salatun wahida, fakannama wutira lahu wa maluhu." He said, "One salah loss is like the destruction of your wealth and your family and everything, because this loss is temporary. That loss, Jahannam." Quran opens Jahannam in front of us. Quran opens Jannat in front of us. This la ilaha illallah is an amanat. This life and wealth Allah gave us is an amanat. My Nabi said, increase, you will please Allah. First thing he said, La ilaha illallah. And with that, تَسْتَغْفِرُونَهُ make tawbah. Make tawbah. Cry before Allah. Beg Allah for forgiveness. Aisha, she said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh my Nabi, if I perceive it is Laylatul Qadr, what must I do? What was the wazifa of Laylatul Qadr? We are encouraged Salatul Tasbih, everything else, these Mubarak nights. But the sabak, dua, 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 and particularly, innaka afuun, Allahumma, innaka afuun, tuhibbul afwa, fa'afu anni. Oh my Allah, you are very forgiving. You love to forgive 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, 100 years of sin. No condition, no problem. You don't have to be muttaqi. You don't have to be tahajjud guzar. You don't have to be tablighi. You don't have to be in the khanka. You don't have to be a product of a madrasa. You can be sharabi, kababi, bubbi, whatever you want. Under every hair of your body is a gutter of Allah's disobedience. But my Allah's mercy, my Allah's mercy. Innaka ma da'utani wa rajawtani ghafartu laka ala ma kana minka wala ubali. Yabna Adam, law balagat dhunubuka anana السماء لو بلغت ذنوبك أنان السماء ثم استغفرتني غفرت لك ولا أبالي يا ابن آدم إنك لو أتيتني بقراب الأرض خطايا ثم لقيتني ولم تشركوا بي شيئا لأتيتك بقرابها مغفرة. الله أكبر. This is حديث قدسي. My master صلى الله عليه وسلم says, my Allah says, whenever you will make dua, whenever you will have raja and hope, Allah says, I am waiting for you. I am waiting for you. You remember, Allahu Akbar. In dhakartani dhakartuk. When you remember me, Allah says, I remember you. Wa in nasitani dhakartuk. And when you forget me, I still remember you. Allah is waiting. Whenever you will make dua, whenever you will have raja, your father may have closed the door on you. Your mother may have closed the door on you. Society may have written you off. Sharabi, kara, kababi, drug addict, whatever it is. Allah says, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never lose hope in the mercy of your Allah. Come to me, come to me. Look at this analogy. Biqirabil ardi khataya. Fill this whole world. Fill it from the east to the west with sins, transgression, zulma, darkness. Allah says, come with all that. As long as there is no shirk, I will meet you biqirabil ardi maghfira, with the whole earth full of my maghfirat and forgiveness. Dushmani with such an Allah? What is Allah telling us? Allah doesn't say walk to Allah. Find Allah. Quran says, Firru ilallah. Fafirru ilallah. Fafirru ilallah. Run to your Allah. Run to your Allah. Hadith teaches us, my respected brothers, more happier than you become with your tawbah, Allah becomes. Allah becomes more happier when the slave of Allah comes back to Allah than that slave himself. These nights, this Ramadan, this is an opportunity. Lootne ke zamana hai bhai. Now is the time to take. Now is the time to take. La ilaha illallah. And what did my Nabi say? Tastaghfirunahu. Tastaghfirunahu. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Beg Allah for forgiveness. Man lazima al-istighfar ja'ala Allah lahu min kulli hammin faraja wa min kulli hammin faraja wa min kulli dhiqin makhraja wa razaqahu min haythu la yahtasib. On this I will terminate. My Nabi, Allahu Akbar, today everyone you meet, depression, suffering from depression. The other day one brother was with me now in London. We passed by one signpost. We think first world country, Buckingham Palace, beautiful. People are selling their souls to get a British passport. We passed by one sign. In United Kingdom, every day 18 to 20 people are committing suicide. What is it? Andar khokla hai bhai. This heart is crying for Allah. This heart is crying for Allah. Today, depression, this worry, mental worry, this sickness, that tablet, can't sleep. What is behind it when this heart is not connected to Allah? My Nabi said, Man lazim al-istighfar. Man lazim al-istighfar. Make istighfar part of your life. This is not a tablighi nisab. 100 times istighfar morning, 100 times istighfar evening. Sahaba say, Kunna, inna, kunna, lana'uddu fi majlisi Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbi ghfirli wa tub alayya. Innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. أكثر من مئة مرة. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma says, we the Sahaba used to count in one majlis when we used to sit with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we used to look at this, they say when we used to sit with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my Nabi just sitting with us, Rabbi ghfirli, oh my Allah, forgive me, وَتُبْ عَلَيَّ accept my repentance. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ You are most forgiving, most merciful. They say we used to count, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in one majlis used to say this more than 100 times. More than 100 times. مَنْ لَزِمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ He said, hold on to istighfar. What will happen? Allah will free you from every worry, every depression. Every difficulty, Allah will free you. Allah will open a way out of every, it can be a mountain of a musibat in front of you, Allah will remove it. And Allah will give you risk and sustenance for where you couldn't imagine. Du'as will be accepted through istighfar. Barakat in your risk, barakat in your life through istighfar. And Allahu Akbar, man sarrahu an yanzura fi sahifatihi fal yukthir fihi min al istighfar. Allahu Akbar. What a nuska, what a ta'weez. We like this word ta'weez, unfortunately, nowadays. What a ta'weez our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us. Sadiq, Amin, Mubashir, Nadir, Da'i ilallah, Ma yantiqu anil hawa, In wa illa ya wahyi yuha. He says, any one of you, when Allah opens your nama ya amal on the day of judgment, when it is open, if you want to be happy. If you want to be happy on that day, he said, make sure, my ummah, that there is a lot of istighfar written there. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, forgive me. Man lam yasalillah, yaghdab alayhi. The one who doesn't ask from Allah, Allah becomes angry with him. Today, if somebody is irritating you, all you do is ask him for something. Next time he sees you, he'll be gone another direction. Allah is not like that. So nevertheless, my respected brothers, this is an opportunity. My Nabi, right on the cusp of Ramadan, he said, increase. You will please Allah. Allah will become happy with you. La ilaha illallah, istighfar. La ilaha illallah, istighfar. Allah give us tawfiq. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh. Wa laka alshukru kulluh. Wa laka almulku kulluh. بيدك الخير كله على نيته وسره لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان ولك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام ولك الحمد على نعمة الزوجات ولك الحمد على نعمة الأولاد لك الحمد على نعمك الكثيرة وآلائك الجثيمة لك الحمد على أن جعلتنا من خير أمة أخرجت للناس لك الحمد يا ربنا حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا سبحان الذي تعطف بالعز وقال به سبحان الذي لبس المجد وتكرم به سبحان الذي لا ينبغي التسبيح إلا له سبحان من أحصى كل شيء بعلمه سبحان ذي الفضل والطول سبحان ذي المن والنعم سبحان ذي المجد والكرم سبحان ذي الجلال والإكرام اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم صل على جسد محمد في الأجساد وصل على قبر محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في القبور وصل على روح محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأرواح اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Oh my Allah, your greatness, your majesty, your jalal, your beauty, your perfection. It is only great, great ihsan and favor of yours upon us that you are even allowing us with our defective intellect to even enunciate your greatness, with our dirty, filthy tongues to even take your park and your pure name, oh my Allah. From head to toe, ya Allah, we are a reflection of your manifest bounties and favors upon us, ya Allah. The air we are breathing, the eyes we are seeing with, the hands we are grasping with, the ears we are hearing with, the heart that is beating, every limb and organ in our body is functioning, ya Allah. How can we possibly thank you, ya Allah? You gave us health, you gave us wealth, ya Allah. You gave us innumerable bounties and favors, ya Allah. The least justification of that, ya Allah. We should have obeyed you, ya Allah. We should have expressed our gratitude to you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, let your forbearance, your tolerance be such. So many ni'mats and so less shukr from us. Before we even asked or even realized you showered the ni'mat. Before we even knew our need, you knew that need and you fulfilled it for us, ya Allah. Instead of thanking you, ya Allah, every waking breath, every moment, we are exhibiting our dushmani and our anger and our enmity towards you, ya Allah. You didn't give us eyes to look at the daughters of others. You didn't give us ears to listen to haram music. You didn't give us these faculties to pollute our homes with those shaitan boxes, ya Allah. You didn't give us these countless bounties so that we spend hours and hours with fahsh and nakedness and shamelessness and on the internet, ya Allah. Ya Allah, such is your forbearance, such is your tolerance, ya Allah. We know from our hearts that you are hearing us. You can see our condition, ya Allah. You know our secrets. You know that which we reveal, ya Allah. There's nothing that we can hide from you. We are beggars. We are drowning in a cauldron of disobedience. We are the weakest of the weak, ya Allah. The fact that you haven't turned us into monkeys or some other creation is only your great tolerance and favor upon us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are stretching our hands out to you at a time, ya Allah, where our hearts are breaking. Our hearts are full of grief and sorrow, ya Allah. Etched into our minds and our hearts, we cannot erase the images that are reaching us from the four corners of the world, ya Allah, of the rivers flowing with the blood of this ummah, ya Allah, of the bombed out, dilapidated ruins of the home and heart of this ummah, ya Allah, the images of those little babies that won't even reach adulthood, those little babies, ya Allah, that had the joy of their youth snatched away from them mercilessly. The images of their mothers shrouded with parda, shrouded with the garb and the cloak of Islam, holding the white cloth around those babies in their hands.
Pharaoh, the Pharaoh of Musa alayhi salam, slaughtered thousands of the little babies of the Bani Israel. Ya Allah, the Pharaohs of today, are mercilessly slaughtering this ummah, Ya Allah. Still their thirst is not being quenched, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have said in your Quran, Inna ardi wasi'a, my earth is very wide. Ya Allah, today this earth has become very narrow, Ya Allah. Very narrow for this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hunger, pain, persecution, suffering, Ya Allah. Every direction, Ya Allah. No doubt. No doubt it is our wrongs, Ya Allah. No doubt it is our transgressions, Ya Allah. No doubt it is our gunas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, but we are the weak section of the ummah of your Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where are we going to bring Abu Bakr and Umar from? Ya Allah, you have promised in your Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. You have promised in your Quran, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. You have promised in your Quran, إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. You have promised in your Quran, وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Ya Allah, such promises you have made, Ya Allah. No doubt we know your promises are true. But Ya Allah, you have linked those promises with iman and amal. Lekin hum khoklaye, Ya Allah, we are bankrupt, Ya Allah, we are bankrupt. Hamare paas iman nahi hai, amal nahi hai, Ya Allah. Hum munafiq hai, Ya Allah. We are hypocrites, Ya Allah. We say one thing, we do something else. Kalima is on our lips, it hasn't entered our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we put our hands in our pocket. Then 100 rand or 200 rand note that was there, we can't find it the whole day. We are restless. We can't sleep at night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, yet most of our lives are gone. Most of our lives are gone. And till today, we still haven't tasted the sweetness of your name, Ya Allah. We haven't tasted the ecstasy of sajda, Ya Allah. Our hearts are beating with dunya. Our hearts are not beating with the ecstasy and the enjoyment of your love, Ya Allah. And worse than that, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we feel the loss of the 200. We don't feel this loss, Ya Allah. We don't zindagi tere bagheer guzar rahe, Ya Allah. We are needing a dark life, Ya Allah. Without your taluk, without the sweetness of your name, Ya Allah. And still we haven't even perceived that loss, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. We are, Ya Allah. Like the poet said, khar hai, badkar hai, dube huye zillat mein. Kuch bhi ho, lekin tere mahbub sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke ummati hai, Ya Allah. Whatever we are, Ya Allah. Whatever we are, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever we are, Ya Allah. Sahabi came and said, Ya Rasulallah, Mubarak, Mubarak to the one who saw you and brought iman upon you. Our Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, Mubarak, and then Mubarak, and then Mubarak, 7 times to the one who, without seeing me, brought iman upon me. Actions are zero. Sifat are zero, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but tere izzat ki qasam, we have complete iman upon your tawheed and your oneness, Ya Allah. We have brought iman on your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you gave us the tawfiq of that iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, like he cried for sahaba, he cried for us also, Ya Allah. He cried for us also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have any actions to present, Ya Allah, on this Mubarak night. Shab-e-Qadr or not, Ya Allah. Shab-e-Qadr or not, Ya Allah. But the door of your mercy is open, Ya Allah. You have written on your arsh, Inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi. You have said in your Quran, Inni anal ghafoor rahim. You have said on the tongue of your noble Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, come before me, come before me, come before me with the whole world full of your sins. I will meet you with the whole world full of my maghfirah, Allah. We are gunegar, we are sinners. But there is that ki qasam. Our sins are not that many, ya Allah. We haven't filled the whole earth, ya Allah. We haven't filled the whole earth, ya Allah. Your maghfirat is greater, ya Allah. Ya Allah, on behalf of the entire ummah that is suffering, being persecuted in this cauldron of humiliation and disgrace, ya Allah, on this Mubarak night, ya Allah, we are beseeching you, ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Forgive the sins we have committed openly, secretly. Forgive every type of sin, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are drowning. Ya Allah, those sins we have revealed, those sins we have concealed. Nothing is concealed from you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy, ya Allah. Ya Allah, your malaika are present. They are also saying, Ameen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are asking you right now, why have they gathered? You are asking them, why have they gathered? They are saying to you, they desire your mercy. They fear your mercy. Up. Ya Allah, ya Allah. The rope you have given the Firauns is too long, ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is your hikmat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, still it is your fazal that your azab has not come, ya Allah. The way we are worthy of, ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we are weak, ya Allah. We are beseeching you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, change the conditions, ya Allah. Give the Firauns hidayat, ya Allah. If hidayat is not muqaddar for them, remove them from the surface of the earth, ya Allah. Remove the obstacles of hidayat, ya Allah. Remove the web of oppression. Remove the persecution, ya Allah. Those that are hungry, feed them, ya Allah. Those that are without shelter, shelter them, ya Allah. Those that are without clothes, clothe them, ya Allah. Those that are without protection, protect them, ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect the muqaddasat of the ummah, ya Allah. Protect the haramain sharifain. Protect Aqsa, ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect the khanqas, the madaris, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the institutions of your zikr and your remembrance and your ta'lim, ya Allah. Ya Allah, wherever the effort of deen is taking place in a manner that is pleasing to you, ya Allah, take it from strength to strength, ya Allah. Protect it, ya Allah. Protect it, ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of hidayat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give America hidayat, give Australia hidayat, Asia, Africa, Europe, ya Allah, humanity are our brothers, ya Allah, they are our Imani brothers, ya Allah. Your Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried for them, ya Allah. You sent him to them, ya Allah. He said, Inni Rasulullahi ilaykum jami'a, ya Allah, ya Allah. On this Mubarak night, we are beseeching you, open the doors of hidayat, ya Allah. Open the doors of hidayat, ya Allah. Change the condition, ya Allah. Bring the ummah back to the masjid, ya Allah. Bring the ummat back to the masjid, ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring the ummat back to the masjid, ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from hatred, from jealousy, from enmity, ya Allah. Save us from discord, from disunity, ya Allah. Remove the filth that is in our hearts, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us taqwa, iman, tawakkul, khashiyat, sabr, ikhlas, lillayat. The hearts are in your control, ya Allah. Ya Allah, purify our conduct, purify our earnings, ya Allah. Ya Allah, those rights of others that we have transgressed upon, ya Allah. Give us the tawfiq to redress them, ya Allah. Make it easy for us, ya Allah. Keep us on halal. Save us from haram, ya Allah. Save us from haram, ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring us on the sifat. Give us the jazba of sahaba, ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our wealth, accept our lives for the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, those capabilities that you gave us, that we have utilized in the pursuit of dunya, ya Allah. We have done great khiyanat, ya Allah, on this Mubarak night. Like we are asking your forgiveness for our sins, ya Allah. This great sin also, that we did not make the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the object of our lives, ya Allah. On behalf of the entire ummah, we are asking you for forgiveness, ya Allah. The wasted faculties of this ummah that are being utilized elsewhere, ya Allah. Give the ummah the tawfiq to utilize them in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we have just made muzakara of the words of our noble master, Man kana akhiru kalami, la ilaha illallah, dakhal al jannah. Ya Allah, husn khatima nasif. Husn khatima nasif. Husn khatima nasif. Su'e khatima se bacha de. Bacha de, mere wali. Bacha de, ya Allah. Save us from a bad death, ya Allah. Save us from a death of disobedience, ya Allah. Grant us husn khatima, ya Allah. Those of our brothers and sisters that are mubtala in azab of qabr, remove the azab of qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make their qabrs gardens from the gardens of Jannah. Do not make it puts from the puts of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us Ramadan for taqwa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us Ramadan to have some sharam and shame of the day when we have to stand in front of you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have observed in this world the example. A little child scribbles, brings the scribbling to his father, and he says to his father, how have I written, Papa? The father looks at the scribbling and he says, Shabash, mera beta. Shabash, mera beta. How well you have written. Ya Allah, your mercy is greater than any parent, Ya Allah. Your compassion is greater than any parent, Ya Allah. In your Quran, you have described that day. وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. When the pages are open, when the pages are open, Ya Allah. You also say Shabash, Ya Allah. You also say Shabash. No one will question you, Ya Allah. Give us our book of deeds in the right hand, Ya Allah. Save us from the humiliation of that day. Save us from the chains of the malaika, Ya Allah. Save us from the roar of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Jame Kosar from the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let us cross the Sirat with the speed of lightning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your Nabi, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, again and again, used to make these expressions. He taught his ummah to keep saying this. Jahannam is haq. Jannat is haq. Jahannam is haq. Jannat is haq. That fire, Ya Allah. Naran ahata bihum suradiquha. Wa yastaghithu yughathu bima in kal muhl yashwi al wujuh. Kullama nadijat juluduhum badallahum juludan ghayra liyadhuqu al azab. Ya Allah, your Quran is haq, Ya Allah. We can't bear the slightest pain or difficulty in this world, Ya Allah. Doza kam se kaise bardasht hogi? Kaise bardasht hogi? Ya Allah, on this Mubarak, every night of Ramadan, you are freeing millions from Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Allahumma atik riqabana, wa riqaba walidina wa umahatina, wa azwajina wa uladina, wa jami'a qaribina, wa jami'a ummati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam minan nari bi qudratik. Allahumma harrim luhumana ala nar. Allahumma harrim ajasadana ala nar. Allahumma la tashwi khalqan. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Our families, our wives, our children, our parents, the entire ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There is no shortage in your treasures, Ya Allah. No one will question you, Ya Allah. Beshakam munafik hai, beshakam mujrim hai, beshakam dube hue gunahon mein, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, lekin tu to kareem hai, tu to rahim hai, you are the merciful, you are the benevolent, you are the kind, innaka afuun, tuhibbul afwa, you love to forgive, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam, grant us Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah, our parents, we can never repay their haq, Ya Allah, Allah, Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayana saghira, Ya Allah, all those who have asked us for du'as, mutawakki of du'as, Ya Allah. Our asadizai kiram, Ya Allah. Our dini spiritual elders, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that have made ihsan upon us, Ya Allah. Those people that we have wronged, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those that have requested du'as, that are in any parishani or difficulty, remove their parishani and difficulty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that have accepted du'as, Ya Allah. Fulfill their hajat and needs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that have passed away,
Fill them, Ya Allah, fill their covers with noor, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wherever people are going through difficulties and hardship, alleviate their difficulties and hardships, Ya Allah. Those that don't have partners, Ya Allah, for their children, grant them salih partners, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that have family members that are ill, Ya Allah, grant them shifai, kamila, daima, mustamirra, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on the one hand, we ask you, make us sabir, but we are too weak, Ya Allah, don't test us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your anbiya were worthy of being tested. The family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was worthy of being tested. We are not worthy. We are too weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you for afiyat, Ya Allah. Make us shakir, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the quality of shukr also, Ya Allah. Of sabr also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, of husne zan with you, Ya Allah. Let us make our place, our total reliance upon you, Ya Allah. Grant us the sweetness and the ecstasy of your relationship, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Jata huwa Ramadan hai, Ya Allah. The little that we did accept it, Ya Allah. Make it a zariah and means of our maghfirat and the maghfirat of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our ishtimaz that are taking place, going to take place, wherever our jamaats are moving, make it a zariah and means of hidayat for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ja'alna mimman saama al-shahr wa istakmal al-ajr wa adraka laylat al-qadr wa adraka laylat al-qadr wa adraka laylat al-qadr wa faza bil-thawab wal-ajr. Allahumma ja'alna min utaqai shahri Ramadan. Allahumma ja'alna min utaqai shahri Ramadan. Allahumma ja'alna min utaqai shahri Ramadan. Allahumma ja'alna mimman saama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaba faghfir lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka min abduka wa rasuluka sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharri mast'aadaka min abduka wa rasuluka sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Antal musta'an wa alaykal balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyil 'azhim. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومتعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله.